My name is Neil Hitter, N-E-I-L, H-I-T-T-E-R. Well, I've certainly appreciated tonight and the things that you folks have done for the apprenticeship, and those are some really good ideas, and I like all of that, but here comes the but. I am really curious, as I look at this room, how many people have traveled north of the Notches, and probably with this agenda, maybe many have, but a lot of people in the South here do not know what it's like up there and what a special place the Great North Woods is. So my family, my wife, my kids, we've been traveling up there, going on vacation for years. And in about 2010, this thing started to come up. Now, I kind of appreciate alternative power. I like the clean energy idea. So it certainly attracted my attention. Then I started to watch the story unfold. And frankly, it was kind of aggressive. I don't think Northern Pass was cooperating. I saw how the buy-up of the land occurred, how families were torn apart, the strong-arm attempt for eminent domain. And it just didn't seem like it was going to be a cooperative event. In addition, then the other sides come in, you got this hodgepodge of events trying to occur. And then just this week, comes out in the paper that you're suing local communities for the assessments, and that certainly doesn't sound like a good relationship building situation. So it's been a long ordeal. I don't think Northern Pass has really been too cooperative. As a matter of fact, I sense it's pretty aggressive in its desire to put overhead lines through the Great North Woods and the White Mountains. So people have fought back, and it comes to a head July of 2015 with the Department of Energy reporting on the routes and alternatives. Your preferred route is not favorable. Alternatives were suggested, including a complete bury. The report indicates that bury would be like 1.7 times cost of your other alternative, which came in a lot less than the 5 times that you touted so loudly throughout the 5 years heading into that. So went from 5 times to 1.7 times to bury the lines. And then again, I heard tonight that the cost of this project will not be paid for by the ratepayers and will be paid by others. So that's fine with me. Let it cost 1.7 times more. So in essence, Northern Pass doesn't get its route, and suddenly some big changes occur. I've never seen such a quick and slick advertising campaign come this summer. My Facebook page blew up. It was beautiful. So now, though, we now have 60 miles of lines that will be buried through the White Mountains, which wasn't going to happen before. We also get power at a reduced rate, and there's now development money that will be spent for local agencies. None of that was ever there. It was very adversarial until you got turned down. So why have I reviewed this history? Just because there seemed to be a huge change of tone, and I frankly didn't like being played, and that's the way it felt, that New Hampshire was played. So now we're at it again, and next door Vermont has a project approved, all underground, all underwater. So if the target is to get clean power, clean hydropower to southern New England, a route's there. So why do we need the towers at a great cost to the Great North Woods? I don't see the towers being any benefit if the target is to get it to southern New England. And frankly, I don't want to see the towers when I'm on the Percy Peaks or the back roads of Cohasse County. So I ask Eversource to become a cooperative partner by keeping the natural beauty of New Hampshire and the Great North Woods bury the lines. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.